Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte took to the stage at the opening gala for the summit, but not to deliver a welcome speech. Sang the hit Filipino love song, You Are the Light, saying it was at the request of the United States president. It was a lighter moment between the serious business of the two-day summit that's focusing on trade and reining in North Korea. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull held a three-way meeting with Mr. Trump and Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
We're working very closely together. We've got the same values and the same focus on ensuring that the North Korean regime comes to its senses and stops its reckless provocation of and threats of conflict in our region. Peace and stability have underpinned the prosperity of billions of people over many decades, and we're going to work together to ensure we maintain it.
The Australian and American leaders later followed up with a half-hour bilateral meeting in the US president's suite. It's the final leg of Donald Trump's five-country tour of Asia.
We've made some very big steps with respect to trade, far bigger than anything you know, in addition to about $300 billion in sales to various companies, including China, that was $250 billion and going up very substantially from that. But we've made a lot of big progress on trade. We have deficits with almost everybody.
At that point, Mr. Turnbull interjected to point out Australia, with a $17 billion trade deficit with the United States, wasn't one of them.
You're the only one. And if I check it, I'll probably find out that way.
Oh, no, it's big. It's real. It's real, Donald.
Earlier in the day, Mr. Turnbull met with Mr. Duterte, promising to share more intelligence to quash a resurgence of Islamic State in Marawi in the south of the Philippines.
Imperialismo!
Outside, protesters burnt murals of world leaders, including Mr. Trump and Mr. Turnbull. About 1,000 protesters clashed with riot police as they tried to reach the convention centre where the meetings were held. New Patriotic Alliance Metro Manila Chairman Raymond Palatino says not enough attention is being paid to human rights.
We are here to articulate our protest against the East Asia Summit because we believe this summit will lead to greater homelessness, hunger, and violence against the poor in our country.
The rounds of discussions between world leaders on the sidelines has left China feeling left out. The Chinese Foreign Ministry has accused nations of politicising the event by excluding relevant parties. While in Manila, Mr. Turnbull also visited an army base where Filipino troops are being trained by Australian soldiers in urban combat. He watched on as soldiers demonstrated a scenario of troops coming under sniper engagement, clearing houses, sustaining casualties, as well as destroying bombs.